This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached a feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies today in Katwa, Jongipur and Kushamundi. He accused the Trinamool Congress of corruption and misrule, promising a transparent administration if the BJP comes to power. Mr. Modi also pledged equal rights through a uniform civil code. Mr. Modi alleged that TMC's 15-year rule has given nothing but fear to every citizen of Bengal.
भारत विकसित हो ये हम सभी का संकल्प है लेकिन भारत तभी विकसित होगा जब हमारा बंगाल भी विकसित होगा बंगाल से बाहर इसलिए नहीं जीत पाती क्योंकि इनके पास कोई विचार नहीं है कोई नीति नहीं है.
Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed rallies at Bankura and Onda in West Bengal. He promised a potato seed production centre in Bishnupur, GI tax for Walichari saris and Panchmura terracotta horses. Mr. Shah also assured of genuine development for tribal communities. Addressing public meetings in Mednipur and Jhargram, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee accused the BJP of plotting to divide Bengal through NRC and religious polarization. TMC General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee joined rallies in Birbhum and a roadshow in East Burdwan. CPIM leaders also addressed rallies in support of party candidates. High-level delegations of the US and Iran are set to begin talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia this evening. The U.S. delegation, led by Vice President J.D. Vance, has reached Islamabad. The delegation includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Before his departure for Pakistan, Mr. Vance said he was looking forward to the negotiation, hoping that it would be positive. Iran is represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf. In a social media post, Mr. Ghalibaf had said that two of the measures mutually agreed upon between the parties are yet to be implemented, including a ceasefire in Lebanon and the release of Iran's blocked assets prior to the commencement of negotiations. He said these two matters must be fulfilled before negotiations begin. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has expressed confidence that the recently announced ceasefire would pave the way to lasting peace and security in West Asia. Mr. Goyal said this during a virtual call with his Saudi Arabian counterpart, Dr. Majid bin Abdullah Al-Kasabi. He also hailed the spirit of Saudi people in their resolve to maintain supply chain resilience amidst increased disruptions and volatility. He condemned attacks in the country during the ongoing conflict and appreciated Saudi Arabia's efforts to protect the Indian community. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that 345 Indian fishermen have been safely evacuated from Iran to India through Armenia. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar expressed his gratitude to the government of Armenia and Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan for their support in the safe evacuation of Indian fishermen from Iran. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 220 runs for Punjab Kings at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh. In reply, Punjab Kings were 93 for no loss in 6 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 219 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, Abhishek Sharma led the charge with a blistering 74 off 28 balls. In another match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Chennai this evening. Shuttler Ayush Shetty has stormed into the final of the Badminton Asia Championships, assuring at least a silver medal with a remarkable three-game victory over top seed and defending champion Kulnavut Vidhitsarn today. The world number 25 displayed a strong performance and solid defence to register a comeback win of 10-21, 21-19, 21-17 against Vidhitsarn, who is the Paris Olympic silver medalist and the 2023 world champion. And with that, we end this news bulletin.